T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story: will LA's youngest students be back to school in person by March 31st? The governor says go for it, regardless what the county's virus infection rate might be.
Over $6.5 billion in grants will be up for grabs for state school districts, especially here in Los Angeles, where we're in the most restrictive COVID tier. If students TK through second grade are back to class by the end of this month, the district would be eligible for a big share of that free money for making it happen.
$2 billion specifically to help with in-person instruction, and $4.6 billion of the $6.6 to deal with reimagining the school year, address learning loss as the districts see fit, including potentially extending the school year.
Governor Newsom says he'll sign a spending bill that goes before state lawmakers Thursday, encouraging all schools to reopen to some degree. The governor didn't rule out the possibility that some districts might turn to substitute teachers to reopen by the end of this month to be eligible for the grant money if they can't overcome pushback from teachers, labor unions. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The California Teachers Association president issued a statement about the agreement to return to in-person teaching and learning. It says from day one, their priority has been the safety of their students, their families, educators, and school staff. Today's proposed agreement includes the multi-tiered safety measures educators have been calling for.
Hundreds of cars rolling through SoFi Stadium's parking lot today as LA teachers finally get their COVID vaccines in an effort to reopen the schools here.
LA teachers and the teachers union had been pushing hard to make this a reality, school personnel getting shots before actually going back to work on campuses. Superintendent Austin Buettner says it's not just teachers who need the vaccine.
A school bus driver takes students to school. The principal unlocks the front door. A teacher leads in the classroom. A cafeteria worker prepares lunch.
He noted that young kids working online were really struggling this year.
Reading skill assessments of current first graders showed many students had fallen behind.
Buettner says the students are getting extra help now, and it is working, but he hopes to get elementary kids back in school in mid-April. And teachers who showed up this morning to get the vaccine were thrilled.
I think it's great that it's finally open for us. I mean, no one wants to get back to schools more than the teachers do, believe me.
At this site alone, volunteers can administer thousands of shots per day. In Inglewood, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Encouraging news today from L.A. County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer. She says daily coronavirus cases are down to pre-surge levels. She reports fewer than 1,000 cases today, and she adds some additional encouraging news when it comes to infection rates among healthcare workers, which surged last fall.
Now, as cases overall have declined, and as so many of our healthcare workers are fully vaccinated, cases have dropped to the lowest they have ever been since the beginning of the pandemic. During the week of November 29th, the peak of cases amongst healthcare workers, there were over 1,800 cases. This past week of February 14th, there were just 69 cases.
Dr. Ferrer says the vaccination rate at skilled nursing facilities is extremely high. 78% have received at least their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Orange County confirming just 4 additional deaths in its latest reports. Incredibly low number. Officials with the local health agency, though, say there were technical issues with the system that reports the deaths. Might explain why they'll be relatively low over the next several days. Nearly 180 new cases in the last 24 hours, the total to more than 246,000. Hospitalizations continue to decline, along with the number of patients in the ICU.
LA police are looking for the second of two cars involved in a fatal car versus pedestrian accident Friday night in the Sun Valley area. Investigators say the driver of that second car was not responsible for the woman's death.
The accident happened in Glen Oaks and Vinedale when a woman walked out into the intersection against a red light. Valley Traffic Division Officer Martha Garcia says a Toyota Camry struck the woman first.
The first driver immediately pulled over to the right, did the right thing, called the police department. The second vehicle, because now we have a body on the roadway, second vehicle runs her over, pulls over as required by law, gets out of the car, and before giving his information, takes off.
Officer Garcia says the message to the people in that second car is straightforward.
You pulled over, you just had to wait there for the police. It doesn't matter what the circumstances were, just wait there. Once they get there, give them your information and go.
That car is a dark-colored Mercedes SUV with two passengers inside. There are images that were caught on video cameras in the area. So between that and witnesses who were nearby, police are hoping they'll be able to identify and locate the SUV in the near future. In the San Fernando Valley, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
U.S. Department of Labor says the local agency that operates both LAX and Van Nuys Airport making changes to its medical leave policy after some employees complained they had to wait months for leave requests to be approved. Other employees said they were punished for taking time off. Labor Department says those actions, clear violations of the law. An assistant labor director says especially during a pandemic, workers should not have to choose between their jobs and their health.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.